This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, is that not the world's best idea? It is. Well, they're probably slightly ice cream is probably a slightly better idea. Whipped cream is maybe a slightly better idea. But it's not, on the scale of good ideas, it's pretty high up there. Let's admit it. It's free. It's me. And we've got Alex and Doug who've both done exactly that. So 855-993-7569. Alex, you get to be very first today. Welcome. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm trying to improve the relationship between my mother, my sister, and myself. And I have a new conflict, and I didn't want to do a thing if I talked to you.
Okay. Okay, hold your breath. Let's do this.
Okay.
Okay.
My mother's 80. She's a young 80 and lives in the Maryland suburbs. I'm 53 and live in New York City, and my sister's almost 50 and lives in New York City.
Okay.
So we kind of, my sister and I kind of take turns visiting my parents. And one of the reasons is my sister doesn't want me there when she visits our parents. So, you know, I have obliged with that. So all year I've kind of been navigating situations where my sister's had problems with me. And my mother is pushing for us to be close and to, you know, be good friends and that kind of thing. Which, after all that's happened in the past year, I kind of wanted to stay away from my sister. But anyway, I'm trying to make that work. So the latest situation is my sister and her husband went to visit my parents right around Father's Day and took my parents to Annapolis for dinner. And all of this. So my mother, on our weekly call, tells me each detail about the visit and tells me how fabulous it was and the restaurant was wonderful and the whole bit. And I just, you know, listened politely and ended, we talked or whatever. So this weekend, 4th of July, my husband and I were going to go visit my parents. And we usually take them the day before to Bethesda, you know, for dinner and then drive around D.C., you know, just see the, not really get out of the car because of their age, but just drive around and come back. So this year, there may be a conflict where we may not be able to take to go down to visit my parents. And they knew that because my husband has a new job and it conflicts. So I still hadn't, you know, known whether we were coming or not. And I talked to my mother, and she says, well, your sister has made reservations for all of us in Annapolis at the restaurant where we all ate, and there's a parade, and then the Naval Academy band is going to play and all of this, which it all sounds fabulous, but what I resent and what keeps happening is my sister makes plans for us. In other words, it's kind of my weekend, and so I got this detailed email about the reservations, the name of the restaurant, the phone number, when the parade starts. Like it's like a travel agent's itinerary of what my husband and I are supposed to do with my parents while it's our weekend, so to speak. Now, I could ignore it, I guess. On the other hand, I guess it's going to keep happening.
Okay, let's break this into several component parts.
Okay,
first is, is your husband going to be available for the weekend?
Well, after this happened, we decided to say, no, we're not available. I haven't touched base with my mother at all.
Wait a minute. All right, look.
He is available, but we haven't said that.
All right, here, look, there are a bunch of issues, and as I said, we're going to have to tease them out because otherwise it just becomes this kind of messy glob, and messy globs are very hard to deal with. All right,
okay.
So the first one is sibling rivalry. And at some point, you guys are going to have to let that go. It sounds to me that one of the reasons that your sister wants to be there when you're not, there's one good reason and one bad reason for it. The one good reason is it spreads the fun for your parents over at least two events rather than one when the two of you visit separately. It also means each of you get individual time with your parents that you wouldn't have when you have to share it with the other sib. But it also means that to a certain extent, I think your sister feels that you're the favored child. And so when you're there, that she is secondary. And that, rather than being offended by that, I think what you should do is be mildly flattered by it and understand that this is often a phenomenon. And one of the reasons that I'm so quick to recognize it is I am also the first child in my family, which doesn't necessarily mean the best, but sometimes it gets misinterpreted as that. So, and I have a lot more rivals than you've got. I've got bunches of them, and you've just got your sister. So the first thing I think you need to understand is when your sister says, I'd just as soon be there at a different time, that there's good news and bad news about this. But I think what we also have to look at is for 4th of July weekend, that your sister is saying, let's all do this together, which is really an olive branch. And you're seeing it as a preemptive strike.
May I interrupt? She has other plans and is going to the beach. She's not even near the whole week. She's not even going.
So I thought she made, you mean she made reservations for you and your husband? Oh, okay, got it. I misunderstood. I thought it was for all of you. All right. All right. So the deal is that she's made reservations, and I think it's look. I'm one of those people that I'm the ones who's always making all the plans. So somebody making the plans for me, I just think it's fantastic. But that's me, not you. So if you don't view this as fantastic, I think what I would say is, wow, that's a lot of work, and I really appreciate it. But you know what? Henry, much to my surprise, Henry being your husband at this moment, has made some other plans. So listen, either I can call up and cancel or you can. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And next time, maybe you can either let me know that you've got this thing planned so you can either go along with it or not. But whatever you do, be gracious about saying no way, Jose, or thanks a bunch. Because I mean, and it's hard to know what your mom's role in this. And again, I can only look at my mom. Yeah,
because I didn't want to open up a can of worms.
Oh no, it is. It's
and
not only the can of worms.
Low or
no. It is. So here, and certainly there's another way of dealing with it. As I said, I've got a similar situation, except I've got a whole lot more complication because I have 5 brothers and sisters. You've got one.
I can't imagine.
Oh, yeah, don't even. It'll just give you an upset stomach for no payoff at all.
Poor thing.
And my mother is one of those charming people who will say whatever she wants to, whatever child she's with. And I think, let's go back to the her talking about what a terrific time she had with your sister. That's not accidental or coincidental. Understand that for an awful lot of women, their major function in life, their major role. Think about Mother's Day. Think about the discrepancy between how much money and time and effort is spent on Mother's Day versus Father's Day, which gives you some idea that I have this philosophy that we spend huge amounts of money on holidays for people to convince them that they're really important when the rest of the year they're not. And so what your mother is saying, and for a lot of women, certainly of her generation, that the role of mother was the most significant one she had. And even if it wasn't the most significant by the time she's 80, that her marriage, sometimes she's still got a partner, sometimes she's not, but marriages that have gone on for 50 or 60 years tend not to be necessarily your self-definition unless they're upset. For work, quite often gone, which means that the parenting role is, especially for moms, is the last major kind of line in the sand, monument, altar worth bowing down to. So her saying to you, look how much time and effort your sister spent on me, is manipulative as the very Dickens. Now, you can do one of two things. You can either sort of swallow the poison bait, which that is, because poisoned on two levels. One is a sibling rivalry, which your mother is to a certain extent stirring, because sibling rivalry is one of those few terms in psychology that is it's really accurate as opposed to most, which are just blurry. Sibling means brother or sister, and rivalry is competition, and the question is competition for what? And the answer is mom and dad, and especially mom. So by saying, Alex, your sister does much nicer things for me than you do, you're swallowing the bait doubly of not only sibling rivalry, but who loves mom best. Let me put you on hold. You digest that for a minute. I'll be back to you, and we'll tell you what we do about this. Doug and Penny, I will get to you both. We have lots of time. You'll get all the time you need. I am Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Alex, who's got a sister problem and a mama problem and a 4th of July problem. All right, and so let's, as I said, the issue about sibling rivalry, you know, it's probably time. She can't have a tug-of-war with you unless you're willing to have a tug-of-war with her. So my best advice about that is just decide that she's probably jealous of you, and that's one of the reasons that she doesn't want you to be around the same time mom is. And as opposed to being offended by that, what I would probably do is just sort of say, listen, I think it's a great idea. That way mom gets double the attention. So, you know, we can, unless there's a special event, we can just go ahead and sort of have different times. And at Christmas or holidays or whatever, we can sort of plan to meet there. But that's fine. And it just not take offense at it. Because, again, I think what she's really saying is, that I come in second place when you're around, or that's her feeling. Whether it's accurate or not doesn't really make any difference. It's her perception, number one. Number two, understand mom's role in this, because did you say anything to mom about we may not be able to come down?
Yes, and she totally understood. I said, would you be going to Annapolis if we don't come? She goes, no, we can wait and go the next time you come.
Yeah, but that isn't what she said to your sister. What she said to your sister,
I don't know whose idea
is,
it was.
Well, I can tell you. I mean, it doesn't make any difference, because the point is that you sort of played into it. That let's deal with the immediate issue, which is, do you want to go along with your sister's plans, or would you rather do something else?
Well, see, I also have my husband, who was a little put off.
No. Yeah, but we're just, listen. You're the sort of bellwether here. If it's okay with you, you'll convince him it's okay, and you won't whine about it. So the question is, do you want to go along with it? Do you want to change it?
I guess that it doesn't really matter now at this point. At first,
isn't an answer. Which do you want to go along with it? Do you want to change it?
I'll go along with it.
Okay. Then what you do is you send off an email to your sister saying thanks for all the planning. Really appreciate it. Period. The end.
Okay.
That's right. Number one. Number two, understand that your mother is a co-conspirator in this. She said to your sister, I'm not sure Alex is coming, and so she's going to play the two of you off against each other, not because she's a wicked human being, but because she's a woman who feels that basically that she wants attention, and the best way to get attention is to have the two of you fighting over her, she's been very effective at it. So the way that you need to deal with her is just smile sweetly and say, if you wanted to go along with this, say, you know, that Sharon is so good at planning, I'm just delighted that she took this off my shoulders. And if you don't want to do it, say, you know, Sharon is so good about planning wonderful things for you guys to do, but I just thought we'd figure out something a little different. But don't fall into this, because you just really swallowed the bait.
Yeah.
And so what happens is your sister thinks, wow, you know, mom really does love me best. Your mom's saying, wow, look at all the attention I'm getting. So you're reinforcing negative behavior on two different levels, which you don't want to do. So stupid and cheerful is really very effective in this particular circumstance. And given the fact that she made these plans, which are fantastic, I just sent her off an email saying, wow, I think I'm going to leave all my planning to you.
Okay.
And then with your husband, say, look, this is one of those situations I was just having, you know, I was PMSing, I'm not going to do this anymore. She made all the arrangements. Yeah. That means we don't have to do it. It's all set up for us. You know, we know that mom and dad are going to like it. And if, God forbid, something goes wrong, we can blame it on her.
Perfect. Okay. As always, Dr. Joy, thank you so much.
You same to you. Happy, most importantly, happy Declaration of Independence from all this crap. Because you don't want to do this anymore.
You
don't want to do this anymore. All righty? You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, this is where we do the Star Spangled Banner, and I play the fife. All right, Doug, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Joy. Yesterday you talked about Radio Shack, and you kind of mentioned it in the past tense. And I wanted you to know that in Manhattan we have at least two that are alive and well that I'm aware of.
Really? Where are they?
There's one at 7th Avenue and 23rd Street.
Okay.
And there's another one in the Village on 6th Avenue near Washington Place, right across the street from St. Joseph's Church. And I know they both are open because I saw them yesterday.
Wow, good for you. Well, because all the ones that I knew, they were all going out of business, and people said, you know, go because you're gonna. And so all the ones I knew were closed. So you're saying they are still available at some places.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know the one, you know, downtown on Broadway below Wall Street, that's closed.
Yeah.
But these other two, I know, are open.
Well, good for you. All right, and I'm going to make you my. All right, let's see. I just Googled Radio Shack, and it turns out they actually show two in Brooklyn and one in New York. So they even their website just shows one in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know 7th Avenue and 23rd is open, and so 6th Avenue and Washington
Place. See what this one says, just out of curiosity. It says buy a Samsung. I don't know why am I doing a commercial for Radio Shack, for heaven's sakes. All right, good to know. So they still exist, and I just didn't know where they were. So there we go.
Okay.
Thank you, Doug, and I'm sure Radio Shack will be sending you a pair of headphones or something.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, who knew? Because all the ones I knew about closed. So maybe, you know, check. Be careful about premature. Was it Mark Twain said the rumors of my death are greatly exaggerated? So Radio Shack is perhaps not alive and well, but alive. Penny, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Hi, Penny. Pardon me?
It's Penny.
That's what I said.
Oh, hi, Dr. Brown. Okay. I love your
show. Are you on a speakerphone, sugar?
I was. Actually, it's Penny, P-E-N-N-Y.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying.
Oh, okay.
We'll be able to hear each other better if you take me off speaker.
Okay.
Unless there's a particular reason. Okay, that's already better. All right, so what's on your mind, Cookie? I know your name is Penny. Penny, you just went weird on me again.
Okay.
Talk to me and then hold still in a place so I can make sure I can hear you. All right?
Okay. How about now?
All right, go. Don't move. Just tell me what
I want to know if I should report this about my boss.
About your boss?
Yes.
Okay, what's the problem?
They're talking about hiring people, and he has saying they have a list of people, and supposedly they started to pick. It was around the workplace that they were talking about. That's why I overheard it. And this is a retail store. So there's an 800 number that we could call to report. I think, personally, it's a bit discriminatory what he said.
What did he say?
He said he wanna. This person has no attachment, no family, no kids. Call him first.
So was he going to hire him, this person, because of that, or not hire this person because of that?
Hire that person. First priority, hire that person because of that.
Well, it's an interesting question. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk a little bit about whether it's discriminatory. It's discriminatory to ask people what their marital status is or their sexual orientation. The question is, do you hire somebody? Is it discriminatory to hire somebody because they're single? Let me think about that. Let's put you on hold and come right back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking with Penny, who has a perfectly good question, to which I'm not sure I actually know the answer, not being a lawyer as well as equal EEOC lawyer, but she overheard somebody, her boss, saying that they were going to hire somebody because they didn't have any kids. Or they weren't married, so that they were completely unattached. And she's saying, is that discriminatory? And, you know, I don't know if there were two candidates and one had children and one didn't, or one was a woman and one was a man, that maybe. But if there was no other candidate and saying that his lack of attachment was positive, in theory, would not be discriminatory because it's not against anybody. It seems to me, I don't know the legality of it, just the logic of it. I mean, it's like because saying
personally, I'm a mother of two.
No, I got that.
Yeah.
But you already work there, right?
That's right.
I'll tell you what, Penny, here's what I do. And I do it for two reasons. Before I turn somebody in, because I'm not sure you really, there's a legitimate issue here in terms of the law. There's obviously a legitimate issue in terms of your sense of well-being at the company, which is I would go, how long have you been working at the company?
11 years.
Okay. Are you a valued employee? Would you view yourself as a valued employee?
Yes, I would.
Okay, good. Here's what I would do. And you have to, well, let me tell you what I'm suggesting, then you can decide whether or not it feels okay to you. What I would be, if I were in your shoes,
mm-hmm.
I would go to the boss and say, hey, listen, I just overheard you say something, and it was, you know, I was not eavesdropping intentionally, but I heard you say something, that you were going to hire this guy because he had no attachments. Does that mean that you feel that I'm a less valuable employee because I have two kids? And then see what he says. And I think I would do that for two reasons. First of all, it will either set your mind at ease that that he's not discriminating against not only moms, but you in particular. It also would give you a sense of sort of reaffirming your position in the company. My guess is he would say something like, Penny, you're incredibly valuable, and you don't take sick days, but given the choice of having somebody who's going to have to be out because their kids are sick or there's a school holiday, it just makes more sense as an employer to hire somebody who's not going to have that problem. But would I, if I had to hire you all over again, would I hire you all over again? Absolutely. So that's probably what I would do.
Okay, just talk to him directly first.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even talk to him. I would just ask him. I would just say, I overheard this, and it just made me wonder whether I would be considered a less valuable employee than he would, than he is.
Yeah, I don't particularly like him. Because I do know how he feels.
Well, but he, I mean, look, if you already think that he's, I mean, look, it doesn't say in anybody's contract you have to like your boss. And it doesn't say really in anybody's contract that the boss has to like you. It just has to be even-handed, that you can't pay somebody. You can certainly, if you're a better worker than the person in the next QB, it's okay to pay you more. It's not okay to pay you less if you do the same amount of work because you have kids. In theory, it would be okay to pay you less if you missed more days, regardless of whether it's because you were sick or you had,
right,
you know, or you just didn't like your job. So, you know, I think the issue of discrimination is a little tricky. It certainly needs to be addressed, but in this particular situation, given the fact that you have, I mean, do you miss a lot of days because of your kids?
No, it wasn't me. It's a colleague of mine that she was in that position, and then now her position is vacant because she decided to take a leave and not come back.
Well, but if she decided to take a leave and not come back, then, I mean, look.
But the thing is that she gave them notice. The thing is that he just is not treating women with kids the same way as he would. That's the feeling I got.
Well, but see, there has to, that I, as far as I know, again, I'm not a lawyer, that if you come in to work late every day,
mm-hmm.
and you say it's because I'm a mom, and your colleague comes in to work every day on time, I don't care particularly why you're late all the time. The point is, you're a less valuable worker to me because you come in late all the time. Now, if you stay late, then you may offset it. And the reason that you come in, I may or may not be sympathetic to. But to a certain extent, you'd have to prove that he was discriminating against you because of your kids as opposed to because you were late. If you're late, he has a right to dock you, independent of why you're late. And this is a country.
Single people would be late, too. But it
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. 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 But the point is, he's, if he said,
wording.
No, but Penny, that's the point. The law is about the wording. And it is about, because he cannot dock you because you have kids. He cannot discriminate. He cannot choose not to hire you. He cannot choose to pay you less. But he can if you are late. Now, if you're saying I'm late.
Skipping over the ones that have kids. There are 12 candidates on the list from what I saw.
Say it again. I didn't understand the first part of the sentence. What is he doing because of people as kids?
He has skipped over. There were 12 candidates on the list.
Okay, if you can say that those people have the same absentee rate, the same number of sick days, that they're on, you know, the same number of tardiness or not tardiness as somebody, then you have a basis for discrimination. But it has to be that the person is as good a worker and is being discriminated against on the basis of something that has nothing to do with their work. Do you see what I'm saying?
Kind of, yes. Okay.
What's the kind of part? What part do you not understand? If you can prove that there's a systematic discrimination against moms at the company,
he didn't do a research about it. He just wanted the person that's single on that list.
Penny, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference if he can't prove discrimination. It's then because we're talking about the law. We're not talking about fairness. We're not talking about we're talking about that if you can prove he systematically is against women who have children without reason, without cause. If he can prove that each of the moms has taken 50% more sick days than people without moms, then you can say he's not discriminated against, that it's coincidental that those women may have children and the children may be what's causing them to take 50% more sick days, but in fact they are less reliable employees because they take 50% more sick days, not because they have children, but because they take 50% more sick days. And I know it sounds like we're splitting hairs, but that's what the law does. And if you can prove that there's even one woman who has the same number of sick days and late days as somebody who doesn't, and the person who doesn't have children was promoted over her, then you've got a basis for discrimination. And if I were gonna file a complaint,
mm-hmm.
First of all, I wouldn't do it. I would go to to human resources. I would go to HR and say, listen, I need you to look at the data here because I don't have access to it. I have the sense that there is discrimination against women who have children. And I understand if somebody's taking more sick days than everybody else, that that's, you know, regardless of why they're doing it, that that's legitimate. But if they're not, and these people are being passed over, that's not fair. That's discrimination. So you could take it to HR, to human resources.
Oh, okay.
And I would do it that way rather than I would do it as a conversational thing, because then you have the data. Then they either put your mind to rest of, yeah, there really is discrimination here and it's not fair just because a woman has children that she's passed over on the idea that she might take more sick days. Either she does or she doesn't. If she does, it's legitimate to promote somebody who has a better track record. If she doesn't, it's completely illegal.
Okay. Even with his remark, like
I mean, again, I think you'd have a hard time. First of all, it'd be his word against yours. You don't really have the data that and what he's saying. Again, if he can prove that every mom, each of those 12 women, have taken more sick days than single men, then it's not discrimination, it's just good business practices. And not only will he not be held accountable in a negative way, but he'd be applauded for it. So you need to make sure, and again, it's, you know, this country is not very fair about working moms. We're the only country that doesn't have mandatory mommy leave and doesn't have daddy leave and stuff like that. But get your data, and that way you'll either have a legitimate basis or you'll set your mind at rest. But find out what's really going on here. All righty?
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks, kiddo. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, you were getting a busy signal for the last basically 45 minutes, so now's a good time to call. We have another 2 hours plus to go. 855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. Today is a day to go postal, not necessarily in that way. It's a postal worker day and a postage stamp day, as well as National Ginger Snap Day. So you could, if we had stamps made out of ginger snaps, they would taste much better when you lick them. Except I don't think stamps are lickable anymore, right? They're just pasteable.
I think so, yeah.
which I think, I thought the paste tasted terrible. So what can I tell you? They should have made it much more delicious. So today is actually, as of 1867, they had the Canadian Confederation, the Federal Dominion of Canada. John A. Macdonald was sworn in as the first PM of Canada. And today is Canada Day.
Canada Day, which
is actually was adopted as the official song of Canada in, I mean, I'm just finding out what day, because it was relatively late. I just saw it and lost it. I will get back to you on it.
I've got
but
it.
But I think there was in 1980.
1980, yep.
Relatively recent. I mean, I would have assumed, right? Oh, Canada.
Yeah,
when they, yeah, because it became, it took, what, 100 years?
Yeah. I mean, did Canada have an anthem before Oh, Canada that they
You know what? It may have been God Save the Queen.
Okay.
God Save the Gracious Queen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because it took 113 years for it to be Oh, Canada. I would have assumed that that's what they had at the beginning.
Yeah.
But I would be wrong. So happy Canada Day, Canadians everywhere, especially in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
In 1770, Lexell's Comet, which clearly is not nearly as well known as Halley's, which people mispronounce as Halley's, it's actually Halley's Comet, passes closer to the Earth than any other comet in recorded history. But in 1770, I think Halley's just had a much better PR firm. So there you go. In 1863, Suriname marked the abolition of slavery in the Netherlands by Kitty Cody Day, which is incredibly cool name. 1863, Battle of Gettysburg began. Believe it or not, I had a friend who said, let's go to Gettysburg over the 4th of July. Wrong! It's the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. So, but Gettysburg on the 4th of July weekend? I don't think so. In 1870, the Department of Justice came into existence. In 1878, Canada joins the Universal Postal Union. So then we could, which is still, no matter what I send to Canada, it's always the wrong amount of postage. So I, you know, folks, I know it's Postal Service Day, but could we all get together and decide to have it? I know we're not going to have the same stamp. We're different countries. But could we sort something out so everything that I send to Canada doesn't come back saying postage due? Okay, that was personal, and I guess it's not going to happen.
Today's a big day for Canada. We're going to see as you go through more of these.
Yeah, I know. Canada and Bermuda are linked by telegraph code today.
Yeah.
There you go. The world's first international telephone call is made between St. Stephen, New Brunswick, Canada, and Calais, Maine, in the United States. So that's not very far, but, you know, better than whatever.
Yeah.
The United States terminates reciprocity and fishery agreement with Canada. Terminates. So I don't know what that means. So we don't fish each other's water?
I guess not.
Move away from the boat. I don't know. The first Tour de France bicycle race in 1903. Where's Lance Armstrong when we don't need him?
Right.
In 1908, SOS is adopted as the international distress signal. Do you know the first time SOS was used?
I don't.
See, this is why you want me on your team when we play Trivial Pursuit.
Right.
It was used with the Titanic.
See, I was thinking that, but it seemed like it was too easy of an answer.
No.
But I was thinking that it
was. In general, the answer to trivia is almost always the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
And my point is, you could just see somebody saying, SOS? What does SOS mean? I mean, the first time you use anything, no one's going to know what it means.
Right. Yeah.
So this was in 1908, was adopted. 1921, the Communist Party of China was founded. In 1922, the Great Railroad Strike of 1922 began in the United States. I think, as I recall, this was really bloody. People got shot.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think this is where they got the, what was the name of, it's not the Pembertons. It was, what was the name of the, it was the Pullman Strike. Yeah, I think people were killed in this one. Nationwide railway strike. I'm trying to remember the name of the company that got called in, and they actually shot people. I don't know if this was the one. I should probably be careful about things like that.
Wow.
It's not the Pembertons. I'll think of it in a minute. United Airlines service begins service as Boeing Air Transport in 1931. And they're still around.
Mm-hmm.
The Australian Broadcasting Company was formed in 1932, also called ABC. Got it. In 1958, the CBC linked television broadcasting across Canada via microwave. Relatively late, but it's a big country. 1963, believe it or not, zip codes have only been around for, what, 52 years?
Wow.
Doesn't seem like they've been around forever?
Yeah.
Almost. On 1966, the first color TV transmission in Canada takes place from Toronto. This is a big deal day in Canada.
Wow.
The CIA began a Phoenix program officially established. You don't want to know what that is. I actually looked it up. It's not pretty.
Mm.
Do you know what it is?
I don't know.
It's about Vietnam, and it's awful. Oh. You don't want to know.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't even have mentioned it. It was not our finest moment at all. In 1968, the United Auto Workers separated from the AFL-CIO. So I knew about that, actually. Gay Pride in England took place in 1972. The Sony introduced the Walkman in 1979.
I had a Walkman once.
I did, too. I think, you know, you can probably sell those to the Smithsonian for, like, nothing. With a little disc that went round and round.
Yeah.
Yeah. And little headphones. 1980, Oh Canada.
Yep.
I guess it was God Save the Queen before then. Somebody from Canada will call us and tell us. In 1984, PG-13 was introduced by the MPAA.
Hmm.
Much to the chagrin of teenagers everywhere.
I wonder what the first movie to be rated PG-13 was.
I don't know. Let's see if we can find out. Let's see if it says production code. See, we could have probably found this out, but we're they did it. Hollywood remained financially stable and able to attract investment from Wall Street. This is why they did it. Does it say? I don't think. Well, I'll see if I can find it out for you, and I will start next hour talking about exactly why MP and a tip of my baseball cap, WFAN in New York City in 1987 became the world's first all-sports radio station. I've actually been on that station. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.